Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're right. You know, you're right today.
Right, right. You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say.
It's 6:47. You're listening to Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're just a few minutes away from the money tracker, Don Grant, here with Steve and Ted. Now it's time for three big things. A U.S. Navy plane crashes in the Philippine Sea. Three people still missing.
Two.
The Wichita State men's basketball team takes on Notre Dame tonight for the championship game of the Maui Invitational. Both teams ranked in the top 12, both undefeated.
One.
Today, Thanksgiving, one of the busiest travel days of the year. 51 million Americans expected to be on the move. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It is well below freezing out there. Now it's now it's dry, but if there's any moisture out there on the roadways, it is going to freeze. So something to pay attention to. Shouldn't be that much of a problem today, though. It is very dry out there. We still have a stalled out vehicle northbound I-135 north of 21st Street. It's on the right shoulder. Watch for a potential slowdown. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast heading into Thanksgiving. We're looking for a sunny day today after this very cold start. Looking for a high of 48 degrees tonight. Not as cold. Overnight low down to 33 under a clear sky. And then looking ahead for Thanksgiving on tomorrow, much warmer. A high tomorrow, 70. And by Friday, a high of 72. Right now in Wichita, though, it's super cold. Mostly cloudy and 24 degrees. We'll double that on our way to a high of 48. That's weather here with Steve and Ted. Hey, did you know that up to 50% of your body heat is lost through the top of your head? Check out the great selection of warm winter hats for men and women at Hatman Jack's. You know where that's at, the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas, open 6 days a week. One of Wichita's great places to shop, Hatman Jack's. 6:49 with Steve and Ted, KNSS. And we're getting ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yeah.
We will take a look at Wall Street coming up very shortly. So we'll take a look at the numbers before our money tracker, Don Grant, checks in with us. And we had this story fairly recently about the mankinis. Remember that, Jad?
Yes, unfortunately, I remember that.
Yes, comic actor Sacha Baron Cohen has now offered to pay the fines of the six Czech tourists who were reportedly detained by authorities in Kazakhstan's capital for dressing up as his character Borat. Earlier in the month, the men wore those lime green mankinis and black wigs. They tried to get a picture of themselves, but local police fined them each $68 for minor hooliganism. Sacha Baron Cohen says on a Facebook post, "To my Czech mates who were arrested, send me your details and proof that it was you. I'll pay your fine." Cohen was the star of the movie Borat 11 years ago. That film offered many Kazakhs, it did offend many Kazakhs by portraying the country as degenerate and backwards.
Mm.
But Sacha Baron Cohen is going to help them out and pay their fine. Let's check in and find out what happened yesterday at the stock markets on Wall Street.
Stocks on Wall Street gained across the board, and it was records for the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, the 60th record for the Dow Jones Industrial Average under President Trump. The Dow finished higher by 160 points at 23,590. The NASDAQ gained 71, closing at 6,862. The S&P 500 gaining 17, closing at 25.99. On the Dow Jones Industrial Average, tech helped to lead the way. It was mostly winners. Apple, Microsoft, Home Depot, Visa, 3M all gained on the day. Those were among the best performers. And those FANG stocks, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, those all had up arrows as well. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
It's 6:51 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. getting in for the best, getting it for the best price. Of course, that's always a goal that we strive for in life. Usually, don't want to pay too much for what we purchase. Let's find out what that means. Let's check in with money tracker Don Grant, CFP, right here with Steve and Ted. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Theodore. Man, I always like getting a good deal, I tell you.
Well, we all do.
Yeah. Well, the more you can cut back on your consumer spending, the more you can put away for retirement. That's kind of my angle here.
Well, yeah.
So why not, you know, why not take the time to get the best price when you're shopping for consumer items? Well, I always work to support local vendors. They are the backbone of the local economy, and what you spend with them stays in the community generally. It's tempting to order everything online, but be surprised that you might think that you're getting a deal when you really aren't. With that said, it pays to shop around. Find the exact item, the make and model number you want to purchase. It's okay to check first online to get a range of prices. There are several online product consolidators you can use to find a great range of prices. Next, locate where the item is sold here. Before you get into the car, call the retailer to find out if they charge what they charge for that item. If the price is still higher, it still may cost you less. That's because if you buy it online, there may be shipping charges, and you may have pay percentage of the cost to use an online payment service like PayPal. Now, if you've narrowed it down locally, but the online price plus the additional costs are still cheaper, call the retail and ask them if they'll help it with a bit with the price so that you can shop locally. More often than not, I have found that they will make a slight adjustment. They will still make a profit, and you can get your item immediately. Or the local retailer may have a very similar item that is perhaps not the latest model, but they will probably part with it for a real bargain. Some larger retailers guarantee that if the item goes on sale within a period of time after your purchase, they will honor the sale price by issuing you a store credit or an adjustment. So keep that receipt and watch the item to learn if it drops in price. Now, don't go out and foolishly spend what you've saved. Invest it in your retirement account! You will thank me later. And, of course, if you have any questions about this or other financial planning issues, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
I think it's a great point, Don. We all become kind of infatuated with the with shopping online and having it delivered to our front door, but that's not always the most cost-effective way, and it certainly doesn't help out local businesses, like you said.
Yeah, you're right about that. We want to shop local if we can. So.
Well, and speaking of which, Saturday is, isn't that Small Business Saturday? So a little more emphasis on brick and mortar and getting out and supporting the businesses in your community on Saturday.
Exactly. It's a great promotion, I think.
Yep, we'll see if people take advantage, and I know they will. Don, we appreciate it. Our best to you and your family, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Take care of yourself. That's our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, with us right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is coming up on 6:55 with Steve and Ted. We'll be telling you about busy travel day, one of the busiest travel days of the year is today. So we'll keep an eye on the streets and the roadways and fill you in on traffic and keep you updated on what's going on with our weather as well as we continue with a great show here on the day before Thanksgiving. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the Morning every weekday for the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. CTHB is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.